Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter, and you're listening to Quick Hits on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Well, folks, it's week two here, and I gotta tell you, between the tweets, the emails, I'm a little worried and I'm a little concerned. So I am here now to give you your week two fantasy football pep talk here, because you know what? It really sounds like a lot of you need this. Now, listen, I wrote about this in my article in the New York Post, which you can find in the New York Post every Tuesday. This past week's article was all about not panicking, stepping away from the panic button, understanding that it was just one game. But you guys cast that article aside for whatever reason. And it got to the point where Jeff Manns on the Fantasy Alarm Show on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, he blew up and went on this crazy tirade as well about how you guys are ruining your fantasy team. You're overreacting way too much to the beginning of the season here, and that's why we're here for you. That's why you subscribe to Fantasy Alarm. That's why you read everything that you read. The overreaction has got to stop. People are blowing up their teams left and right, and you're making a huge, huge mistake. I can't stress it enough. I mean, to start the whole season off, did you do the prep work? Did you study the players? Did you research the teams around the league? Did you really put together yourself a good, solid strategy? Did you do some mock drafts? Did you seek out advice? Maybe you didn't just read Fantasy Alarm. Maybe you went to a couple of other sites and got their opinions too. If you did all of that, well, then great. If you didn't do any of it, well, I'll just say this right now. If you didn't do any of it, then just go away. Clear off of this podcast right now. You're not welcome here, because no work means that all you did is that you tried to get lucky. You didn't care, and you were hoping to get lucky and hoping to have a good draft and hoping to kind of sneak in and do it that way. And if that's the case, well, go away, because you know, I'm tired of hearing people who are like, oh, well, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do all the research that you guys do. I understand you don't have the time to do all the research that I do. I do this for a friggin' living. I'm talking about just enough research to put in that you read my stuff, that you read Jeff's stuff, that you read all the shit that we give you on Fantasy Alarm. Okay, that doesn't take a huge amount of time. This podcast, less than 15 minutes. Okay, give a listen here, okay? So if you didn't do any of that work and you just tried to get lucky, I'm done with you. If you did do the work, well, then just trust the process. Trust the fact that you did the right research, that you looked at the right guys, that you know the players that you want, you know the systems, you know the offensive lines, okay? Your goal here is not to go on the undefeated season. No, does anybody like starting off the season with a loss? Of course not. Nobody does, but you got to accept the fact that there will be times when you do lose a game. Your goal, again, not the undefeated season. Your goal is to just stay competitive and make the playoffs. You need to be smart about this, guys. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. If you think that you're going to go 12 or 13 and 0 and run the table in your playoffs, well, then well, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're a moron, okay? Ask the Patriots. They don't know about the undefeated season. You know, if we want to talk about the 72 Dolphins, yeah, okay, fine, the 72 Dolphins, but that was a long time ago. It rarely happens in the NFL, and it never happens, or extreme rare cases where it happens in fantasy. Stay competitive, okay? Make the playoffs. That's your goal, because once the playoffs start, baby, anything can happen, okay? Now, as far as your maintenance of your team right now, because listen, shit could happen today where you're going to be like, ah, crap, I can't believe it. I thought Breland was going to be covering Dez, but Josh Norman was all up Dez's ass all day. And all of a sudden now that's two crappy weeks from Dez Bryant, and people are freaking out, okay? You can't. accept the fact that the NFL is working itself around right now and teams are learning the nuances of other teams in these first couple of weeks. No, you don't want to start off 0-2, and there's going to be crazy temptation today that if you do start off 0-2 or if you are 1-1 and you take a loss today and some of your top guys aren't performing the way you expected them to, the urge to blow up your team is going to be crazy rampant. And I'm imploring you, show a level head, be smart, don't blow up your team. Now, as far as maintenance goes, yes, okay, there's fine. You can pick and choose certain guys on your bench, your depth guys, and you want to maneuver around. Maybe this guy got hurt. Maybe that guy isn't in the timeshare that you thought he was going to be, and there are others who are emerging left and right. That's fine. But don't go blowing up your fab budget, or don't go blowing your waiver priority, okay, just on some random flavor of the week. There are certain guys out there that might pop up and do really great things. But does that mean that they're going to continue to do them? No, it definitely does not. You know, like a guy like Cole Beasley, okay, maybe he's great for Dak Prescott in week one, but the Cowboys are going to start running the ball heavy. Ezekiel Elliott's going to get his touches, and Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant are going to practice together and work on their game. They're going to work on their rapport. The Chargers, they lose Keenan Allen. Okay, that's a huge bummer for you. You drop Keenan Allen, you take a look at one of their guys, whether it's Dontrell Inman or Tyrell Williams. Okay, one of those guys. You don't go for both of them. You don't need to grab them both because you're never going to start them both. And if you end up grabbing them both, you're going to end up dropping somebody that you shouldn't be dropping. Okay? That's the thing. If you want to pick up if you picked up Eli Rogers, great. But if you dropped Randall Cobb because of it, you're a moron, an absolute moron. Okay, so if you are going to pick up a guy, do it for the right reasons. Do it because you have the bench space. You got a second tight end, drop him. You got a second defense, dump it. You got a guy like RG3 who's on injured reserve, give him the boot. That's fine. But when you start dropping guys like Randall Cobb, who didn't have a great game, you're utterly, utterly senseless right there. So please, do not do that. Really study who the guy is. Everybody's jumping after Eli Rogers, but what about Sammy Coates? The dude runs it on the outside, and he's going to see tremendous amount of attention from Big Ben, especially with Marcus Wheaton out again here in week two. Okay, another thing that you have to worry about as far as things are going is, I mean, aside from the one-week wonders that, aside from the one-week wonders, there's trading that's going on. Everybody in the world wants to make a trade. I get it. Everybody loves making trades in fantasy. It's one of the most exciting things to do. You sit with your buddy and you talk back and forth and you negotiate and you make a deal. Well, that's fine. That's fine. But don't be the guy in the deal who's giving up the absolute best player for nothing. And I'm not saying it's not for nothing. I'm saying that, listen, there are times where, fine, you lose Keenan Allen and you need to, like, you know, you need to make a deal and you need to grab another wide receiver and you have some depth or some girth at whatever position it is. Let's say you've got the extra wide receiver. Let's say you had A.J. Green and Keenan Allen. You double-tapped those two in the first round at the tail end of your draft. Okay, and now you need a little bit of depth. You need a little bit of help. Well, okay, fine. Maybe you trade A.J. Green, but you don't trade A.J. Green unless you're getting back guys who are starting. I got one guy asking me if he should trade A.J. Green for Sammy Watkins and Ameer Abdullah. And I'm like, okay, well, let's look at the rest of your roster here and see what you're trying to accomplish. And he wasn't trying to accomplish anything. He was just trying to make a deal. Well, okay, fine. So you're getting a guy like Sammy Watkins who, when he's healthy, you're going to start him regularly. But what the fuck are you doing with Ameer Abdullah? Is he ever going to start for you over any of your running backs? No. He's not. I mean, this guy had – he had David Johnson, and I can't remember the other two. But, I mean, I think, like, his worst running back, his number four running back was, like, Frank Gore. I mean, are you kidding me, dude? Are you absolutely kidding me? You're going to sit there and you're going to trade A.J. Green so that you can downgrade at wide receiver with a guy like Sammy Watkins and then get a bench play like Ameer Abdullah who's losing work to Theo Riddick left and right? Are you kidding me? These are not moves that you guys should be making. If you don't need to make a deal, don't make a deal. Blowing up your team like that is just a huge mistake. Listen, people start off 0-2 all the time and recover. I've done it. I've started off 0-3 in seasons, and I've recovered and made the playoffs. Okay? The reason that I do is that I don't panic. I don't freak out at every possible little thing that happens with my team. I have patience. I have discipline. People are coming to me left and right with all sorts of trades. They're like, oh, let's do this and let's do that. And none of them have my team's best interest in mind. So remember that one. When somebody approaches you with a trade, they don't give a shit about you or your team. They're not trying to help you. They're trying to make their team better. Okay, so go into every trade negotiation with that in mind. It'll help you see things a lot clearer. Also, turn around and evaluate it and really look at what it does to your team. Does A.J. Green for Sammy Watkins and Ameer Abdullah make sense? It does if you only have one good running back. Okay, let's say you've got, David Johnson, but then you've got Spencer Ware and you've got D'Angelo Williams. Well, both those guys are going to be rendered somewhat ineffective within another week or two when Jamaal Charles and Lev Bell get back. Then maybe it makes sense to kind of explore something a little bit further, you know, than that. But, I mean, to do it when you have viable, healthy, regular running backs, huge, huge mistake. Listen, guys, I don't want to sit here and just yell at you because I don't necessarily know how effective that is. What I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to help you along with your season. It's okay to go 0-2. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to have a stud who doesn't perform. What's not okay is a complete overreaction and a complete botching of whether you're mishandling your fab budget, whether you're just picking up the wrong guys and you're dropping quality productive guys, or whether you're just sitting there exploring some of the worst trades possible. It's just not something that you want to do. It's not something good for your team. So please, enjoy week two. Enjoy the games. You've got a lot of good stuff going on. Get your shares of the Saints and the Giants in your cash games and DFS, okay? And love the fact that the NFL is here, that you're getting your beautiful, wonderful Sundays, that your fantasy football team, while maybe it's off to a slow start, is not a piece of crap. You don't need to blow it up. Just show some patience, show some level-headedness, whatever the case may be, but do not blow up your squad. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy week two. This has been Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter. This has been Quick Hits, and this is the Fantasy Alarm Podcast.